Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
There's the bell. Soccer is in session. My name's Jason Longshore. Thanks for hanging out with us on the SDH Network. Soccer is in session, as always, brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. We care, we advocate, we give, we thrive, and Kaiser Permanente helps us cover the state of Georgia in soccer at all levels, including high schools and colleges. That's what this show is all about. Soccer is in session. This is our second episode. It's the first of the regular season of the Georgia high school season. Games started this week that count. There were games last week. There were scrimmages. They do not officially count on the record. Games this week do. And it was a busy first Tuesday of the schedule. You're going to have most games on Tuesdays and Fridays during this season. Busy Tuesday around the state. We're going to catch you up on some of the scores, some of the names of players who stood out, had big days. I know there's a lot of other scores out there. What I'm asking all of you out there who are involved in Georgia high school soccer, and listen, whether you're coaches, whether you're assistant coaches, whether you're parents, send us the scores, tag us, tag at soccer down here on social media. Let us know about what happens in your game, and we will try to work it into the show. We started our SDH High School Game of the Week series, also presented by Kaiser Permanente, on Tuesday, January 31st, the opener for Woodward and Tri-Cities. And man, this was a super entertaining game. A big surprise for those of you who saw Woodward last year. Woodward 19-2 in 2022. They lost in the state semifinal to Johnson of Gainesville in a crazy game, 6-5. I wish I had seen that one. I did get to see what happened yesterday at Woodward. Here's the highlights from our first SDH High School Game of the Week. Swing and corner, low to the near post, deflected and in for the Bulldogs. Goal, 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 Tri-Cities. Jose Garcia. Garcia finds the handle off of Jesus Garcia's low corner to the near post. A sliced clearance ended up coming all the way across. Oscar Rivera scrambled to try to get to it, but it ends up in the back of the net, and Tri-Cities takes the lead at Woodward. Gets all the way through to Oglesby into the 18. Oglesby off the crossbar. Still there. Shot blocked. Corner, Woodward. But it is a penalty for Woodward. Oglesby standing over it. He's at the top of the 18. 6-yard run up. Oglesby saved. Still there inside the 18. Cleared away. Big save by Angel Diaz, the sophomore goalkeeper for Tri-Cities. And they remain in the lead 1-0. Rivera now plays it. Clock underway. Ticking to 140. O'Neill pops this to the top of the 18. Flicked on. Still there in the attacking third. Shot attempt. Doesn't catch cleanly. It's into the 18. And Woodward finds the equalizer. Goal, goal, goal. War Eagles. Parham blocks the long pass attempt. And that will do it. Great match between Woodward and Tri-Cities tonight. Will end 1-1. A late equalizer. Less than 90 seconds on the clock. Really fun one to call at Woodward Academy last night. Thanks to everybody who hung out with me on the broadcast. And thanks to both of the coaches who got me plenty of info ahead of this game to be ready to call it. It was much appreciated. I did have a chance after the result, even though they didn't get the win. This is a big result for Tri-Cities, and I had a chance to talk to the coaching staff afterwards. Here's our conversation.
All right, standing here after the Woodward Tri-Cities game, start the season ends 1-1 with the coaches for Tri-Cities. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Antoine Johnson.
I'm Coach Ray.
So I got to hear about this. Oh, sorry.
Coach Aoyemi.
Awesome. I got to hear about this team and being, let me start with you, Antoine, being from so many different countries. I think it was 12 that were represented in this group. Just tell me how a training session goes with this group and how they've come together.
Just the fundamentals of soccer. Communicating with each other, passing the ball, trusting what they already know. So just bringing, just once again, everything together and playing regular soccer, fundamental soccer at its core.
Profe, great stuff with the way your team played today. Very confident against a team that only lost twice last year in the state semifinalist. How do you feel the game went?
I knew that they were going to come out fast at us and put pressure on our team. And I told my boys, just hold them for 10, 15 minutes because not even the professionals could play at that pace. So our plan was to wait, and take advantage of the free kicks since they're better at keeping the ball than us. So all we had to do was just have one and get it in and try to defend with everything.
Tell me a little bit about the goal scorer, Jose Garcia. Such an important part of the team, a leader. It's obvious to see even for the first time. Just tell me a little bit about his performance tonight.
He did an awesome job tonight. Listened to everything that he was told in practice and just executed.
What's next for you guys?
Well, we're going to get back to training. Right now I'm going to take a nap for 2 days because I'm so stressed out. That was a very good team that we faced today.
Yeah.
And their size, their pressure, their fitness is on point. Congratulations to that coach for having a great team of boys. And, tomorrow we're going to get I'm going to take a rest for two naps. Hopefully Coach Johnson takes over for 2 days because I'm so stressed out. But it was a great game. I really enjoyed it. And hopefully we go far this season.
Great to see a game like this. Two teams that are real close to one another. Fans of both teams in the stands. It was a great atmosphere tonight.
Yes, it was. Definitely great atmosphere. We're glad our students have come out. We have a big game at our high school currently, but we were able to get some fans to come out. So that was great also.
Awesome to see. Tri-Cities 1-1 with Woodward in the season opener. I'm sure we'll be seeing both of these teams down the line on Soccer's In Session.
Just a blast last night. A lot of fun to call the game. A lot of fun to talk to the Tri-City staff afterwards. Beaming after getting that result. It was an 8-0 win for Woodward last year when those teams met. Tri-Cities was able to get the 1-1 in this one and came about 90 seconds away from taking the win on the road. Not a long trip, but still a big, big result for the Tri-Cities Bulldogs. And we're going to hear plenty from Woodward Academy as the year goes on. So there were a lot of other games. I'm going to run through some of these results really quickly, some finals that jumped out to me. Like I said, If you guys out there are involved with high school programs, please tag at soccer down here after your games so we see all of this and we can report on it as we do Soccer Is in Session and our high school game of the weeks as well. Late game heroics were a little bit of a theme last night. It happened in Woodward. It happened in Columbus. Columbus needed a dying seconds of the match free kick from Jacob Entlich to get the 1-0 win over Carrollton, who almost got out of there with a scoreless draw in regulation. Milton and Marietta. Milton did the double. The girls took a 2-1 win. Boys earned a 2-0 victory there. Mill Creek did the same. They hosted Grayson. The girls of Mill Creek won 6-0, two goals each from Mia Jackson and Ashley Summerall. The boys did need overtime. They did play overtime. It's non-region games. You get some different kinds of results. They played overtime here, and the Mill Creek boys got a 4-3 win over Grayson. Annabelle Orozco with a late winner from outside the 18-yard box to earn Fayette County a 3-2 win on the road against Callaway. The Tigers boys also got a win last night against Callaway, 3-1. East side of Covington and Ola played, 4-4 draw in the girls' match. Boys East side got the 5-1 win over the Mustangs. Brookwood and Mountain View, they split their games last night. Brookwood's girls won 2-0. The Mountain View boys took a 2-1 win, two assists in that one from Max Deal. Two top girls programs shared the result last night. Johns Creek and Walton played to a 1-1 draw. Little bit of cross-county rivalry action. North Gwinnett's boys got a 2-1 win over South Gwinnett. Claxton had five different goal scorers in their 5-1 win against Swainsboro last night. Will Taylor, both goals in Collins Hills, 2-0 win over North Oconee. Anna Weir had a hat trick to lead North Paulding to a 5-1 home win over River Ridge. Georgia State commit Peyton Conti had the other two goals for North Paulding, assisted on one of Weir's goals as well. Peachtree Ridge, their boys beat Parkview at home 3-2. On the Parkview side, in the loss, Dylan Bennett had a goal and an assist for them. Archer took a 2-1 win over Northview last night. Two goals from Angel Flores led Alatoona to a 3-2 win over Wheeler's boys. One of the big comeback stories yesterday, Mary Persons. Their boys were trailing 3-0 at halftime on the road at Crisp County. They came back to win 4-3 in that one. Noah Sawkins had a hat trick, led the way for Sequoia in their 5-3 boys win over Pope. 3-1 win for the Clark Central boys over East Jackson. Norcross on the girls' side, led by Cam Martin's four goals last night, a 10-0 win over Lanier. Tessa Balsman also scored twice for Norcross in that one. Dunwoody's girls, they shared the spoils, three different goal scorers in their 3-1 win over Tucker. And Habersham Central, their girls took a 3-0 win at home against Johnson from Gainesville. Result was almost the reverse in the boys' match. The defending 5A state champs Johnson took a 3-1 win. Thanks to our friends from Monday Night Football at WDNN. Here's their scoreboard from last night. Cahulla Creek and Murray County, 5-0 win for Cahulla Creek in the girls' game, 7-0 in the boys' game. Dalton and Northwest Whitfield, 2-1 win on the girls' side for Dalton, 4-0 win on the boys' side for the Catamounts. Heritage and North Murray, a 10-0 win for Heritage in the girls' match, a 3-1 win in the boys' match. And Christian Heritage, 5-0 winners over Sonorville on a boys' match. 2-0 on the boys' match, Southeast Whitfield and Sprayberry. Southeast Whitfield got the win there, another defending state champion. For detailed coverage of the Dalton area, follow Monday Night Football on Facebook and their show on WDNN. New episodes every Monday night during the season on the WDNN YouTube page at 8 p.m. Also, make sure you're following the great Georgia High School Soccer Altogether. Make sure you're following that account on Instagram. I've got a list of active Georgia High School Soccer accounts on Twitter that you can follow as well. If I'm missing your school, please let me know. Follow me on Twitter at Longshoe. I'll get you added to that list. And as always, if you have some news you want to publicize, results, hat trick heroes, big performances, college commitments, whatever you want to publicize, let me know. Tag me on social media at Longshoe. Send me a message. Make sure I see it so I can try to work these things into the shows. It will be much, much appreciated. Coming up next, speaking of the Dalton area, I had a chance to talk to Miguel Garcia, the new head coach at Southeast Whitfield. You're going to hear that whole interview. John Nelson caught up with him this afternoon. You'll hear from that after the break. Thanks for hanging out with us. Soccer is in session on the SDH Network.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Georgia needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Time to go in session, and our coach of the week this week is in his first year as the head coach of Southeast Whitfield High School, Miguel Garcia. Coach, thanks for hanging out with us and going in session to talk about the program.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
So what attracted you to this gig that is one of the – I think it's one of the toughest gigs around because you're a defending champ. What attracted you to take the head coaching job?
You know, I wasn't expecting it. I have been around, you know, our community soccer here in Dalton. You can say that, you know, when I was in middle school, high school myself, it's kind of when I kind of equated, like, you know, when you're starting a fire, and we were kind of like, you know, my friends and my schoolmates were kind of like the initial twigs to get this fire started because our community, you know, and you know the history now with, you know, soccer, you know, high school soccer in Whitfield County, having, you know, having Southeast, Dalton, Cahala Creek, and even Northwest High School with state championships already. So it's one of those things that I just moved here to Dalton in 1996, and I was invited out to the soccer fields, and everything was starting, and I fell in love with the game. And, you know, I played at Dalton High School myself and went on to school, got my degrees, became a social worker, got a job with the school system, and landed as one of my schools at Valley Point Middle School. And then I was offered to coach the soccer team. And Valley Point Middle School is one of the feeder schools to Southeast. So I've had that connection for about 10 years with the program.
What's it been like for you to see the Dalton community grow when it comes to the sport of soccer? I mean, you mentioned both directional Whitfields, Cahala Creek, Dalton, and I mean, that is heavyweight stuff. What's it been like to see it just grow to this point over the last quarter century?
It's a lot of pride. You know, I grew up, you know, always having played myself at Dalton and watching a lot of the local high school teams compete in the state playoffs year after year. And for a little while, we were just not, I felt like we just kind of were getting close to breaking through at Dalton and some of the other local high schools to eventually, you know, have all of these high schools finally break through. And it just brings a lot of pride to myself, and it brings a lot of pride to the community. And it's something that our community, you know, has a passion for the sport. Our parents have a passion for the sport, and they put in a lot of time and sacrifice for the kids to do well with it. So it just makes me proud.
When those four schools that we talk about, the two directional Whitfield, Southeast Northwest, Cahala Creek, and Dalton, when you guys play each other, for someone who has never seen that kind of an environment, break down what it means and what it's like to be in those kinds of cauldrons when those matches come.
It is a show. It's intense. it's a beautiful thing. If you love the sport and you ever, if you ever feel like, let me just go watch a good old, you know, rivalry soccer match, come and watch one of those games. You know, come and watch what we call it, a Clásico here between Southeast and Dalton. And you will see, you know, I mean, we're thinking, you know, approximately, I think we gather about 2,000 people to those games.
With the back-to-back that that Southeast has accomplished for its program, what's it like knowing that everyone is going to be bringing their best every single time out? Doesn't matter if it's a Clásico, doesn't matter if it's region, doesn't matter if it's non-region, doesn't matter if you schedule a high school from Neptune, they're going to be bringing their best for you. What's it like knowing that everyone's going to be bringing their best?
It's a challenge that my boys already, you know, we've already had two games and they're accepting it. You know, we're off to a great start. You said it. It doesn't matter what game it is. We went down to Meadow Creek High School, 7A school down in Liverne. And, you know, I was just talking to the coaches after the game. One of the assistant coaches said, heck, this didn't feel like a scrimmage. This felt like a playoff game. It actually felt like a championship. And I was glad that we had such an intense scrimmage because it got my boys ready and they knew that this is going to be game after game after game. And then last night we hosted Sprayberry, you know, very prestigious program in the state of Georgia. They come in and they came in strong. And it was another, you know, intense game, you know, for us to handle. So again, my boys, they're just ready. You know, they know that every team is going to come in and they're going to give us 110% every single game.
Time to brag on your squad a little bit. When you have your starting 11 go out there, who are some of the folks that might be catching Southeast Whitfield for the first time this year? Who are some of the folks that folks will be gravitating toward when they watch you play?
You know, we are a, you know, I'm very blessed to have inherited a very talented squad, you know. I mean, my captains right now, I got, you know, ended up with the captain in each of the lines. In my back line, I got Angel Garcia. He was actually, as we were talking about local soccer here, he was, you know, the Daily Citizen Player of the Year last year as a junior. He's a center back. He is the second junior to win that award in our area. The last one being Omar Hernandez, who went to play Wake Forest and now has transferred to Mercer. So that's a big feat, you know, to win that award here locally. And nonetheless, to win it as a junior. You got Diego Castillo, a midfielder that is, you know, I've always said as a coach, you need to have that true six a lot of times to win championships. And he has been playing at the varsity level since the 10th grade, along with Angel. And he has been a big contributor to those state championships. We have him back. And then up front, we got Jerry Favela, who is getting looked hard by Division I schools throughout the country. And, you know, he's our, you know, a goal scorer. He went on a tear last year in the playoffs, ended up scoring like 8 goals in the playoffs.
When it comes to some of your younger talent that you're trying to integrate, who are some of the younger folks that you're looking to have play big roles or folks that didn't necessarily have large roles last year that you're anticipating having them do more this year?
Absolutely. We got two sophomores that are started, you know, both of their games for us, and they've played very well. Actually, one of them, Joseph Pina, made his varsity debut down at Meadow Creek, and he was the one that scored both of those goals. We ended up winning that match 2-1. So that was very exciting for us as a coaching staff to see that from a sophomore. And then we have Jonathan Garcia, who actually was a freshman starting fullback last year for the state championship game, but we knew and we know that he's a better offensive player. So we ended up transitioning him over to the midfield. So he has started both of the two games as well for us. In addition to, we have Alan Monteroso, who was a freshman. He was on the roster last year. He has gotten plenty of minutes the last two matches, and he has been very impressive.
Last question for you, and thanks for hanging out, because I know that you're in transit heading to practice and things like that. When you look at your region this year, obviously we talked about folks gunning for you, doesn't matter what part of the schedule it's going to be, but when you look at your region play this year, What are you anticipating in that region that you're going to have to fight through as a part of this 2023 season?
We got to fight every game. I know that's cliche, but like you said earlier, everybody's going to be coming gunning down for us. Of course, you know, the big rivalry game is going to be Northwest High School. Our goal is to win every single game, but we know we're going to have to get to that match against them. And that's going to, you know, hopefully determine our region championship.
Miguel Garcia, first-year head coach at Southeast Whitfield High. The Rage is chasing after a three-peat here in the state of Georgia. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for going in session. We'll be keeping an eye on what's going on up there in Northwest Georgia. Thanks for hanging out with us here on the show.
Hey, thank you for having me, guys.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the GHSA and the Georgia Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back. Final segment of Soccer is in Session for February 1st. Let's get caught up on a couple bits of news. Congrats to Christopher Hamby for his induction into Decatur High School's Wall of Honor last week. Hamby played soccer at Decatur from 1980 through 1984 before joining the Air Force. Played soccer for the Air Force Academy as well as and in the lower divisions in Germany after his time playing for the Air Force, came back to Decatur to coach the varsity team, won a state championship in 2003. He was part of the staff that won in 2016 as well. He's currently the director of the Girls Soccer Academy for Tucker Youth Soccer Association. Congratulations to Christopher Hamby for being inducted into the Wall of Honor at Decatur High School. Some college commitments that have come out today. It was a national signing day on the high school football side. The high school soccer national letter of intent process is more elongated, so players could sign really at lots of different times. There were some verbal commitments that were turned into pen and paper today. There will be more that come out between now and the start of the college season in August, and we'll try to update those as we see them. Four that I saw today, Lauren Gutschall of Stars Mill signed her NLI today to attend UT Chattanooga. The Mocs getting a good one there. Riley Bogus of Allatoona High School has committed to Truett McConnell University. JoJo Miller of Blessed Trinity has committed to play at MIT. And Kelsey Crozier of Lassiter High School, a defending state champion, Kelsey has committed to play at Berry College. Make sure you're following us on social media, at Soccer Down Here. We will announce later this week where our next Soccer Down Here High School Game of the Week will be. We will be out next Tuesday in the field. Stay tuned to find out where we'll be. Next Friday, February 10th, we will be in Gainesville as Johnson hosts Gainesville. Really looking forward to that one. It's always a good time to check out our friends at Johnson, the Knights, one of the top soccer programs on the boys' side in the state of Georgia, and that should be a barn burner. We will have both the girls' and the boys' games between Johnson and Gainesville on February 10th. Thanks for hanging out with us for another Soccer is in Session. Looking forward to seeing where this season goes. We saw some fireworks straight away in the first Tuesday of the season. Can't wait to see what's next. Thanks for listening. I'm Jason Longshore. Mucha plata, y'all.